Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Hey in Maseches Tainis. If you are hearing a little bit of an echo, that's because I'm in the hallowed walls. Hallowed and hollow walls of the old city in a windowless room. Every room is taken, every area, every inch is taken advantage of, and there's a high ceiling, hence the echo. Today's daf, what we're going to discuss is the halachas of Mashiv Aruach Merit HaGashem, finishing up from yesterday's daf. We're going to pick up on the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis, dealing with the halachas of Mashiv Aruach, particularly today when we have a Sveika D'Yoma. Then we're going to begin a new Mishnah on Hey Amud Aleph in regards to how long the Bakasha, in other words, V'sein Talumata Levracha, the quest from rain, for rain, how long do we say that? We're going to have, once again, a couple of opinions in the Mishnayis. We're going to have some beautiful Agadita, particularly the expression that's so much relevant to us, which Avram Fried made famous in a song, that Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Lo avoid Yerushalayim shel mala, ad she'avoy Yerushalayim shel mata. The Agadita is going to continue on to Hey Amud Beis, and the Gemara will begin to discuss the chronology of the Nevi'im of Klal Yisrael, particularly in regards to the length of the life of Shmuel Hanavi. Another famous line of Agadita will appear on the first wide line on Hey Amud Beis, Yaakov Avinu Lomeis, and that will wrap up, the Agadita will wrap up today's Daf Yomi Limud. So let's Be'ez Hashem pick up four lines from the bottom, in middle of the line on Dalet Amud Beis, where the Gemara is discussing when we begin to say Mashiv Aruach. Asks the Gemara, V'anan di'islan shrei yoimi, heichi avdina. But for us today, that we have 2 days, in other words, Shmini Atzeres is 2 days, on the 8th and the 9th day, what do we do in terms of Mashiv Aruach u'Maaret HaGashem? Amar Rav, maschil b'musafim, we begin in the musaf of the first day of Shmini Atzeres for those who are in Chutz Laretz. By the way, here the Gemara's kashya is Anan is talking in Bavel. That's for you guys who are listening in Chutz Laretz. For those of you who are listening in Eretz Yisrael, that's not Anan. So it's the 8th day, which is a suffix of Shvi'i. So we begin in Musaf. Fascinating phenomenon. Upaisek b'mincha. But you don't say Mashiv Aruach in mincha, Arvis v'shachris, as well as the Arvis of what is the 9th day and Shachris. The Chayzer Musafim, and then you do again in the Musaf. Amalu Shmuel, Poku v'amru le'aba. Go and say, Shmuel said, go to Rav and say the following. Achar she'asisa kodesh tasei uchol. You're going to begin to say Mashiv Aruach Maaret HaGashem in Musaf of what you guys in Chutz Laretz call Shmini Atzeres. Then you have Simchas Torah. And so on Shmini Atzeres, you're going to say Mashiv Aruach. Then you're not going to say Mincha. Then the night of Simchas Torah, you're not going to say. Shachris, you're not going to say. Then you made it Kodesh. That's an expression. You made it already consecrated, the time consecrated for Mashiv Aruach Maaret HaGashem. Then you're going to stop. Elo Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says Rav must be incorrect. Maskil b'musafim u'b'mincha. You say Mashiv Aruach Maaret HaGashem on Shmini Atzeres during the day and during Mincha Shmini Atzeres. Upoisek Arvis in the night of Simchas Torah, you don't say Vishachris. And you also don't say Shachris. V'chayzer, and then on Simchas Torah, Umaskil b'musafim. And then you begin again Mashiv Aruach Maaret HaGashem. Rava Amar, Rava says to Shmuel, you're guilty to a similar type of problem that Rav was. Now why Shmuel is not guilty of the exact same problem of Rav, that would require some time in Eon, which is not our agenda in the daf. Rav Amar, top of Hey Amud Aleph, Kivan she'ischil shuvei nepoisek. Once you begin saying Mashiv Aruach Maaret HaGashem, you don't stop. Once you start Shmini Atzeres, you don't stop. V'chein Amar Rosheshes, Kivan she'ischil shuvei nepoisek. V'af Rav hadabei, and even Rav changed his mind. De Amar, Rav Chanan el Amar Rav, Moine Esim Echad Yoim, Kedero Shem Moine Asar Yom Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippurim. You count 21 days from Rosh Hashanah until Shmini Atzeres. You count 21 days from Rosh Hashanah, and on the 22nd day, you begin saying Mashiv Aruach Maaret HaGashem, which comes out, that's on Shmini Atzeres. Umaskil, and you begin. V'kivon sheyiskil shaveina paisik, and once you begin, you don't stop. V'hilchasa, we paskin, and this rabosai should sound familiar to you in Chutz Laaretz. Kivon sheyiskil eina paisik. Once you start, you don't stop. We begin a new mission on the top of Hey Amir Aleph and Mosai Shoelin Esagishami. What is the period of time when we conclude asking for rain? Now, we mentioned in the first Mishnah, on Beis Amid Aleph, of course, this is the second Mishnah of the Maseches, we mentioned on Beis Amid Aleph that we begin asking for rain at the time that it's common for rain to come down. But when do we stop? Ad Mosai Shoelin Esagishami. Until when do we ask for rain? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Sheyavar HaPesach. Rabbi Yehuda says that it goes through the Pesach period. This was mentioned in the beginning of Dalet Amud Beis. Rabbi Meir Omer Ad Sheyetzei Nisan. Rabbi Meir says that it goes through Nisan. Throughout Nisan, one says the same Talmud Mater. Shenemar, as the Pasuk in Yoel says, Vayori Lechem Geshem Moro Malkosh Berishon. And the rain came down in the first, which means the first month. So it's normal for the rain to come down in the first month. Amale Rav Nachman Rabbi Yitzchak, Yore b'Nisan, Yore b'Mar Cheshvan Hu. Does it come down in the first month of Nisan? No, it doesn't come down in Nisan. And particularly the expression of Yore, Moreh Malkosh Berishon, that is a description of a certain type of rainfall that the Gemara later on in our Maseches will describe, which only takes place in Mar Cheshvan, very far time away from Nisan. Disanya, as we learned, Yore b'Mar Cheshvan and Malkosh b'Nisan. Then Mar Cheshvan has Yore, and Nisan has Malkosh. So what is going on in that pasuk in Yoel that Rabbi Meir quotes? Amalei hachi amar Rabbi Yochanan. This is how Rabbi Yochanan explained it. B'mei Yoel bein Pisel, that during the days of Yoel, the son of Pesuel, Rashi in the beginning of Sefer Yoel says that Yoel was the son of Shmuel, but Pesuel is a description of Shmuel because he was Pita Lakel, he appeased HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hence, what Yoel is really the son of Shmuel, despite the fact that the Navi in Shmuel Gimel describes his son as being a Rasha, but nevertheless, later on, he went and he did tshuva, according to the Yalkut Shimoni. Either way, Yoel prophesied about something that came true in his time. Niskay Mikrazet D'chsivbe, it says in regards to the bad that Yoel prophesies about the future of Klal Yisrael. Yeser agezem ochel arba. V'yeser arba ochel ha-yelek, v'yeser ha-yelek ochel ha-chasil. That Yoel prophesies that there are going to be four types of grasshoppers that are all going to destroy the produce in different ways. And then, that's in Perek Aleph. In Perek Beis, there Yoel prophesies about a rain that is going to replace all of the terrible famine. And that's exactly what happened. Osa Shana, that year that described in Perek Aleph, Yotza Adar passed with the other Shamim, Yardam Revia Rishona, Becha Benisan. The first rain that is normally a lot earlier, that's normally at the beginning of the winter, only began in the first of Nisan. Amalehem Navi Li Yisrael. So Yoel said to Kai Yisrael, Tse'u Viziru, go and plant. Amru Lodah said to him, Yishesh Lokav Chitim of Kabayim Sarin Yechlenu V'yichya, O Yisraelu V'yamos. People have a little bit of food, they're going to want to eat it. Do you think they're going to prefer to plant it and die? Amalehem, Yoel said, listen to me. After the king, Tzu Viziru, go and plant and don't worry, in the summer you'll have food. They were afraid that if they were going to plant then, they would have nothing to eat in the summer. Nasalehem Neis. A Neis was done to them in Skalehem Masha Biksalim, Umasha Bechure Nimolim, Umasha Biksalim. So what was real to them was that there were areas that the rodents had hid food, and they ate from that. Presumably the food for somehow was still fresh, and not, there was no concern of disease. So So they went and they planted, they planted during the second, third, and fourth periods of the year, excuse me, the second, third, fourth periods of the month of Nisan, Then he krivu omer b'shishas of Nisan. They planted the omer during the 16th of Nisan. Excuse me. They offered the carbon omer on the 16th of Nisan. The wheat seems to have sprouted so fast that within 10 days they already had wheat to be able to bring the carbon omer. Then b'shisha chadashim. The wheat grew in 6 months. What normally takes 6 months, Gidila be'achadasar yom, took only 11 days. Nimsa omer hakrav mitfua shel shadashim. The omer that's generally from grain that has taken 6 months to grow, krav mitfua shel achadasar yom. That was the miracle during the time of Yoel. Val osa ador hu omer. And that's what the pasuk in Tehillim that we say in Shir HaMalos, Hazarim Bidima, those who planted in tears, Barina Yiktsaru, are going to plant with rejoicing. Halach Yelech Uvacha Nose Meshech Hazara. My Halach Yelech Uvacha Nose Meshech. What does it mean that those who go crying will reap the benefits? Now the Gemara quotes another pasuk. In other words, the first explanation was based on the pasuk in Yoel. Now the Gemara quotes another explanation for Yehuda. My Halach Yelech uvachai noisei meshech, the second explanation, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shor, it's in reference to the ox, kishu oresh, when he plows, holech ubocha, it's not easy to plow. Ubachazi rasa, when he comes back, ochel chaziz min atlem, then he eats from the food that he planted. According, Rashi says that this is in an instance where, miraculously, the grain sprouts miraculously. So ochel chaziz min atlem, he eats from the row. V'zeh bo yovoi v'rina. That's what it means, that he's joyous. May no selim osav. Literally, the pasuk means he comes carrying sheaves. Amar av chizav armila masnisa tana. Some say we learn this in a brisa. Kone zeres, that one would be able to buy an amount called a zeres of shiboles zirasayim for the price of normally two. In other words, there's so much abundance that there's so much to buy, and it's cheap. Amalei Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Mai Dichsiv. What does the pasuk mean in Melachim Beis? Ki kara Hashem l'rav v'gam bo'al eretz sheva shanim. Elisha Navi said to Yehoram the son of Achav that there's going to be a famine. So the Gemara asks, during those years that he prophesied, Bahanach Sheva Shanim, Mai Ochel, during those 7 years, what did they eat? Amalei Hachem Rabbi Yochanan. Shana Rishona Achlu Mashe B'Batim. The first year they ate that which was in the house. Shnia, the second year, Achlu Mashe B'Sadus. They ate that which was in the field. Shlishis, the third year, B'Sar Be'ema. They ate the meat of animals, which were Tahora, which were kosher, Avias. Then they began to do Averis because they had nothing to eat. Unless it was pikuach nefesh, then in such a case it will be mutter. Chamishis in the fifth year, psar shkotzim, uremasim, started to eat insects. Shishis, psar b'neimu b'noseyem. In the sixth year, they ate the flesh of their children. Shvius, psar zroseyem. The seventh, they ate their own flesh. V'kayim ha'shenemar, and that they fulfilled the pasuk in Yeshai, ish psar zro yochlu. There will be a time that people eat their own flesh. V'amalei Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, Mai Dichsiv, what does the pasuk mean in Hosea? Bikirbecha kadosh v'lo avo b'ir. What does that pasuk mean? Asks the Gemara. Mishum de bikirbecha kadosh, inside of you, is kadosh. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's kaviyachol, that rests inside of us. Lo avo b'ir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will not come into the city. Hafuch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should want, because we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu inside of us. So what does it mean? Amalei Hachem Rabbi Yochanan, Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hear the famous expression. Lo yavoi b'Yerushalayim shelmala. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I will not come and rest in my abode upstairs. This is the source that there is a heavenly Jerusalem. Ad she'avo l'Yerushalayim shelmata. Until I am brought into Yerushalayim downstairs. In other words, b'yakir b'cha kadosh v'lo avo b'ir. Despite the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu is kadosh, he won't come to his city upstairs until we've built him a place for his shechina to rest downstairs. Umi yikra Yerushalayim lamala. Now the Gemara clarifies this heavenly Jerusalem. Is there such a thing? In says the Gemara, Tachsiv Yerushalayim habnuya. Another famous expression, Yerushalayim habnuya, Yerushalayim that's built. Ki ir shechur bro lo yachdav, a city that joins together. What does that mean? According to Chazal, that means that joins together Yerushalayim shel mata for Yerushalayim shel mala. Maybe we could point out that it's not a coincidence that the city that joins together the upper and the lower worlds is a city that joins people together as well. Yerushalayim kir shechur bro lo yachdav, it joins Klal Yisrael together. Just last night, right here, from where I was recording, in fact, I think there were pictures that you saw on news sites and so on, that mamish came from the exact corner that I looked down at the Kosel HaMaravi, of thousands of Jews davening for the welfare of three young men who we can't stop thinking about and davening for. May our learning be a zchus that they return home safely to their parents. The Gemara continues 5 lines from the bottom on Hey Amin Aleph. V'amale Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. Rav Nachman said to Rav Yitzchak, "What does the pasuk mean near Mio? Uba'achas yivaru v'yichos v'yichsalu musar havolim eitzu." Your Mio rebukes Klal Yisrael not to go after the avodah zara. Simple reading of the pasuk is, but he bemoans that they are havolim eitzu, that they are like wood and nothing penetrates. Amar Le, Rabbi Yitzchak said to him, "Hach Yom Rabbi Yochanan." This is what Rabbi Yochanan taught. Achas he. When the pasuk says Uva Achas, what is that referring to? Shimiva Eres Risham began Gehenim. This description Yivaru V'Yichaslu is that the Ksilim are going to be destroyed in Gehenim. And what is this one aver Uva Achas? There's one aver that these Ksilim are Nichshal Avodah Zara. That refers to Avodah Zara. Ksiv Hacha Musar Avolim Eitz. That the musar of emptiness is like going to wood when it goes into them. Uksiv hasam, and the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu Beis, hevel hema masei tatuim, that the maisa of tatuim is hevel, and tatuim refers to avodah zarah. So when you use the word hevel, we're referring to the aveda of avera of avodah zarah. Mark continues 2 lines from the bottom in Hayam and Aleph. Vamele Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, and Rav Nachman said to Rav Yitzchak, my dichsiv, what is the pasuk referring to when it says? Excuse me, this is in Yirmiyahu Beis, the other was Yirmiyahu Yud. What does it mean in Yirmiyahu Beis? Kishtayim Ros, also, the Pasuk describes two evils that we did. Kishtayim Ros, also Ami. There were two particular things that we did wrong. Asks the Gemara, Tartin, who damit? Was it two? Esen v'arba, Shavikalu. They left all 24 things. That's a reference to, in Yecheskel Chav Beis, that Klal Yisrael sinned 24 different ways. Or another pshat is they violate all the 24 svarim. So what is that pasuk referring to? Amalei hacham Rabbi Yochanan. This is what Rabbi Yochanan said. Achas hi shkula kishtayim. One avera that's equal to two. My miu. What is that referring to? Avoy dezara. Dechsiv the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu kishtayim ros asa ami al si azvu mikor chayim. The two bad things that they did was that they abandoned HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they went to do Avodah Zarah. So when it comes to doing Avodah Zarah, and we could add to the Gemara, it's two things. It's Azivas Hashem, and the first step is Azivas Hashem. And we're punished as much for the Azivas Hashem as it is for the Maisa Avodah Zarah. Another explanation of why it's considered two averes, uksivbu, and the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu as well, ki ivru iye chitim uru'u v'keder shilchu v'zbonu ma'od, that they learned from the different groups of the nations around them to do many disgusting things. Ha'heimir goy elohim v'heima, actually here it's Elohim, ha'heimir goy elohim v'heima lo elohim, is there a nation that rebels against their God? And those really aren't gods. Yet, Am Yisrael rebels against the real God. So it could be the emphasis of the two averas. It's not clear from the Gemara. And the Mefarshim is number one. There are nations that serve their God properly, even though their God is not a God. And you, number two, you have the real God, and yet, nevertheless, you go to Avodah Zarah that doesn't have a Tohelis. There's an expression in Yiddish Anar is eriger for a rasha. A fool is worse than a rasha. So, number one, you're a rasha, and number two, you're a fool that you go to this avodah zarah. The pasuk had mentioned tana kisuyim. Some point out that the girsa kisuyim is probably not the correct girsa, but kitiyim. Kitiyim were guilty of the following: ovdim la'esh, they would serve fire. Vikar doyim, also these who are mentioned in the psukim, the pasuk that we mentioned in Yirmiyahu, beis ki ivru iye chitim uru kedar v'kedarim ovdin lamayim va'af al pi sheyodim shamayim mechaven asayish. The chitim served the fire even though they knew the fire is put out by water. Lo emiru eleheim. Nevertheless, they still didn't reject their God. La mi, but my nation, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, decries hemir. Kvodo, not the girsa kvodi, but kvodo. They rebelled against their honor, their God. Below Ya'il, with avodah zarah, that doesn't help. And as we mentioned before, that's a double avera. Rav Nachman Yitzchak, and Rav Nachman said to Rav Yitzchak, "My dichsivahi kasher zaken Shmuel." Shmuel became old. Once we have give and takes between Rav Nachman and Yitzchak about Nevi'im, so now we have another discussion. Shmuel became old. Asked Rav Nachman to Yitzchak, "Umisiv Shmuel? Did Shmuel really get very old? Umisiv Shmuel kulahai v'ha barnun beis havi? He was only 52 years old when he passed away." The Amar Mar, because Mar taught meis benun beis shana zel misaso shel Shmuel haramasi. We have a tradition that Shmuel was 52 years old. Amalei hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan zikna kafzel love. He became old quite early on in his life. Dichsiv, as the pasuk described, he began to have frustrations. Nichamti ki imlachti yashol. He regretted that he had appointed Shol as king. Amalafan Rebbeinu Shlom. Shikal tani, you made me equal to Moshe Aaron. Dichsiv, as we say Friday night from the pasuk Tehillim. Moshe Aaron bechayanavu Shmuel bekari Shemoi. Just like Moshe and Aaron saw no frustration in their handiwork and the things that they had done in their lives, so I too should not have any frustration of my handiwork in my life. Despite the fact that you're disappointed in Shaul, I should not see Shaul's demise. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, "Okay, I hear your argument, Shmuel. You are as described by David on the Madrega of Moshe and Aaron. But what should I do? Limos Shaul. If I'm going to cause Shaul to die, Limos Shaul, if I'm going to cause Shaul to die, Lo Kashavik Shmuel. Shmuel's not letting go. He wants Shaul to live. Limos Shmuel. If I'm going to cause Shmuel to die so that he doesn't see Shaul's death, Adazutar Miranani Abasre. Because he's so young, people will say he must have died for some type of sin. Loli Moshe v'loli Moshe Shmuel. If Shaul and Shmuel are not going to die, Kvar Hagiya Malchus David, the time has come for David's kingdom to be appointed. Ve'ein Malchus nogas b'chavertak filu k'malei nima. And one kingship doesn't touch another. This appears in Brachos and in other places in Shas. There isn't supposed to be an overlap between two kingships any bit. Hence, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, for that reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Akpitz alav zikna. I will have age be thrust upon him. Haynu d'chsiv, this is what the pasuk says, V'shol Yosheh b'giva tachas ha'eshol b'rama. Shol was sitting under a tree, V'chama inyan giva etzel rama, el lomar l'chatz, it's coming to tell you, mi goram l'shol she'eshe b'giva, shtei shanim u'mechza, what allowed Shol to live for 2.5 years, Tfilaso shel Shmuel haramasi. Hence the expression ha'eshel birama. The big tree in Rama. Who is that? That, of course, is Shmuel haramasi. That's what the pasuk is making reference to in Shmuel Aleph. Ask the Gemara, umi mitchi gavra mikme gavra? Is one person pushed aside due to another person? That Shmuel, at the end of the day, is the one who dies early because of David. So it's time for David's kingdom to come. So Shmuel has to pass away. So Gemara says, yes. In Damar of Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Ma'itich Sivakein Chatzafti B'Nevi'im.
haragtim b'imrefi, I decreed to kill the Nevi'im early, b'maseim lo nemar, it doesn't say based on their actions, ela b'imrefi, only with their words. Alma mitchi gavri mikme gavra, that means that one person is sometimes pushed away due to someone else. Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Kavi Yosef, Besudas, Rav Nachman, Yitzchak, we're sitting in a meal, Amle, Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, and Rav Nachman said to Rav Yitzchak, Leima mar milsa, why don't you teach me something? Amle, hachem Rav Yochanan, Eim asichim besuuda, you're not supposed to talk during a meal, Shema yaktim kana l'shevet, because when the windpipe is open, so then we're afraid that the food is going to go down the windpipe in place of the trachea. V'yavi l'idei sakana. And then they will come to a sakana. Hence, you're not supposed to eat and talk at the same time. Basar decided after he finished eating, Amalei hachem Rabbi Yochanan. He said, this is what Rabbi Yochanan said, Yaakov Avinu lo mes. The Yaakov Avinu did not die. Wow, how many famous Ma'amari Chazal we have on today's daf. Number one, we have Lo Avo B'Yushayim Shel Mala, Atshav B'Yushayim Shel Mata. Number two, we have the Pasuk of Yushayim HaBnuya, Kiir Shechud B'la Yachtov. Number three, we have the expression, Ein Malchus Nogas B'Chaverta. We also have Shmuel dying due to the fact that Malchus Beis David had to come and Shaul couldn't die, because Shmuel had asked that his handiwork not be destroyed in front of his eyes. And now we have last first wide line on Hei Amabez, Yaakov Avinu lo mes, Amalei. So he asked. In other words, this is Rav Yitzchak to Rav Nachman in conversation that had said it. So Rav Nachman's asking back to Rav Yitzchak, V'chi b'chdi, Siftu Savdaina V'chantu Chantoya. What do you mean Yaakov Avinu lo mes? There was a hespit, he was embalmed, V'kivru Kavri, and he was buried. Amalei Mikrani Dairish. He says, I'm expounding on a pasuk. Shneva va'ata altira avdi Yaakov, pasuk Yirmiyo says, me, my servant Yaakov, don't be afraid. Nu mashem al teichas Yisrael, ki hinni moshiach merachok ve'zaracha me'er tshivyom. Makishu lezar, mazaro b'chaim, afu b'chaim. Just like Yaakov is alive, his children are also alive. Of course, what's really fascinating is that ultimately the original question of what about the burial and so on, how does one explain that, is something that requires explanation that is beyond the scope of the Daf Yomi Shir. Tosfos in Bar Maskil Yaakov Avinu points out that this Gemara echoes a Gemara in Sota on Daf Yud Gimel, where the Gemara points out that it says, by Yaakov Avinu vayigva, and it doesn't say vayomos. So the Gemara there also comes to a similar conclusion, Yaakov Avinu lo mes. We're going to stop today's Daf over here, and Be'ezer Hashem, I hope, still to post a halacha from the beginning of today's daf and yesterday's daf about the halachas of Mashiv HaRuach and the Saint Talumot of Racha. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Hei in Maseches Tainis.